Welcome to the Crochet Business School podcast. I'm your host, Kelly Thomas, and I'm going to help you to make your crochet business dreams a reality, stitch by stitch, without you being chained to your hook and being able to live that lifestyle you've been dreaming of using the power of your crochet. So talking about more crochet profit ideas, the next one that I have to talk to you about are crochet patterns. So this is kind of the natural next step from selling what you make. And if you are making your own patterns to make things to sell, then writing up the patterns for those things is a natural way to bring in an online revenue stream that makes you money without you having to do anything. Once you have made the PDF file, once you've written the pattern, written it up, got it into a PDF, you sell that file over and over and over again. It means you can make a sale without having to do anything after that initial effort. It's a recurring revenue stream. That file can bring you an income for years to come. It doesn't have an expiry date, and bar any updates you feel you need to make, very occasionally, you don't have to do any more work apart from promote that pattern. It means the amount of money that pattern can make you is unlimited. It's only limited by how much you promote it and tell people about it. When I switched from selling what I made to writing patterns, it was the best thing I ever did for my crochet business because I was on the verge of shutting up shop. When I sold what I made, I got to a point where my crochet became a chore. I was fast losing interest. I was stressed out from all the orders, not making as much profit as I needed, and yet didn't have any more time. And I kind of got to my limit, and it was either change focus and do something else or shut up shop. I didn't want to shut everything down. I love what I built. I love my little business. I love what the satisfaction that brought me. I just needed another option. And so I turned to writing crochet patterns. Very quickly, I came to realize what a fantastic decision that was. I felt like I gained my time back. I gained some freedom back. I gained back control of my crochet because before I had to make what people ordered. Once that was gone, I wrote the patterns that I wanted. I crocheted what I wanted. And me, I love making new things all the time. And I find making the same things over and over again just really boring. And so writing patterns meant that I was making something new all the time. And so for me, it was the perfect transition. If you are using your own designs to sell what you make, then why not double your income and make the pattern as well? It doesn't have to be either or. You can still sell what you make and make money from the patterns as well. So we're not talking about abandoning everything. You don't have to. You can still sell what you make, but selling the patterns is a whole new revenue stream. And it's more stable than selling what you make because you don't need to be crocheting in order to make money. As long as you already have a couple of patterns available for sale, if you want to take time off, you just schedule posts on your social media or schedule some newsletters to promote the patterns you already have. And you can still bring in sales, even when you take time off. So now you have a backup plan. You have a way to take time off without losing income. And that's the beauty of recurring revenue streams. So other things that will do the same will be ad revenue from blogs and YouTube, affiliate links in blogs, it's your social media, merchandise even. There's a whole bunch of other ways that you can incorporate recurring income into your crochet business, and patterns are just one of them. But for this podcast, let's concentrate on the patterns. So yes, you do need to learn the skills of writing patterns. Like when you started your crochet business, there's things to learn. Whenever you try anything new, there's always a learning curve. But there's no reason why you can't. If you can read a crochet pattern, or you can follow a video of one, then you can write one. Because it doesn't have to be written. You can have a written pattern, of course, with pictures. You can create video patterns and have them on YouTube. You can create charts and only sell the charts. You are not limited to having to write these down in written patterns. So if you have never followed a written pattern before, that's fine. You write patterns the way you follow patterns. So if you are used to following them on YouTube, there is no reason why you can't make your own pattern videos. It's much more simple to do than you might think. So for video patterns, all you need is a well-lit space and a camera phone. If your phone is 3 to, say, 5 years old, then you can record it on your smartphone, because the cameras on smartphones now are brilliant. I started writing patterns 5, 6 years ago, and then the phones weren't quite there yet. You could always tell when a video had been recorded on a camera, because they couldn't quite keep up with your hand movements and focusing on them, so they're quite jittery. But now they're really stable. So you can record pattern videos on your phone. You just need a stand to fit them onto. So you don't need any fancy equipment. Editing programs now, you can find them online and they are drag and drop. It's really easy to edit your videos. If you're writing them, then you're just writing out the steps of what you're doing step by step. You don't have to write it in kind of the formal crochet language. You can write them longhand. I do it that way. I think I've got more towards writing them shorthand, but especially when I first started, I wrote everything out longhanded. And there is nothing wrong with that. Your way of writing becomes part of your brand. You don't have to copy anybody else's style. The way you write a pattern becomes part of your branding. It's unique to you. And every designer has their own quirks when it comes to writing a pattern. So your way is absolutely fine. As long as it makes sense and people can follow it, there is no reason why you cannot write a pattern. There is no qualifications needed to become a pattern writer. And I think this is, some people think this, but there isn't. The only permission you need to become a crochet designer is your own. You give yourself permission to do this. It's a leap. I won't lie, the first few patterns I published, I was scared stiff that someone was going to call me out and call me an imposter. That I didn't know what I was doing and I had no right to do this. Do you know what? It never happened. Instead, I got a hell of a lot of support from my new followers. I published my first crochet along when I'd only been designing for about 6 months. Don't ask me what possessed me. I have no idea what possessed me to do that. It was the biggest learning curve and it was so overwhelming, I almost cancelled the entire thing. But everyone who was part of it, I had told them, this is my first one, I've not been designing for long, and I got so much support. They were all willing me on. And, you know, when I did make mistakes, and I did, they pointed them out constructively, kindly. And it was really lovely. Yes, I did get the odd troll that decided they could dictate to me. I have one person messaging me, telling me how I should run my business and exactly what I should do. And when you're new, you kind of make, it's easy to kind of go along with it because you think they must know what they're talking about. In the end, I realized that this person was trying to get me to do things that I didn't want to do. And they went away when they realized I was not going to do as I was told. And I had to block one person. But I ended up with a group of nearly 7,000 people for that crochet long, which is absolutely insane. But out of those 7,000, I had two people to deal with. If you are a new designer, you do not have to worry about trolls. Out of a group of 7,000, I had two problems. One of them ended up blocked, the other one just went away when I ignored them. On the whole, it was a massively positive experience. And I learned a hell of a lot as a designer.
With over $20 million worth of sales taking place every year, the crochet pattern industry is huge. Crocheters are always hungry for new designs, so you have a ready-made audience waiting for your patterns. Get started writing your own crochet patterns now with my Pattern Writing for Beginners course, where you get access to all of my years of pattern writing experience together to take you through the process step by step so that you can start making sales on automation. Discover more now at crochetbusinessschool.com/patterns.
Going through that process of that crochet along, but I did learn that if you are honest and upfront with your followers, if you are honest that you are a new designer and you take feedback constructively and, you know, don't take it as a personal attack, then people will support you. They will be behind you as you go on this journey. As long as you don't try and convey yourself as a, you know, an established designer when you're not, and you're honest that you are just getting started, you will find majority of people, 99% of people, are really kind about it. If you have an ambition to become a crochet pattern writer, do not let the opinions of others stop you. Some people will always want to complain. But the same is true of selling what you make. There are always people who want to complain. And I have gotten less complaints as a pattern designer than when I was selling what I made. I have far fewer messages to deal with. I don't have the stress of lost packages or meeting deadlines or, you know, people wanting their orders out. Apart from that initial learning curve, being a pattern writer is far less stressful. That's been my personal experience. And I would not change a thing. I would not change my decision to switch from selling what I made to become a pattern writer. Best thing I ever did. It does take a massive leap of courage to make that jump. In a way, it feels like you're putting yourself there out there much more, you're making yourself more vulnerable. It feels like you're elevating yourself to become a pattern designer because you do get other crocheters messaging you asking if it's okay if they use your pattern to make things to sell, which is very flattering. It's incredibly flattering. I've had several messages of people asking me that. And I always say yes. Because why not? But kind of taking that leap, it does feel like you are removing yourself from the crochet community that you've been in before. once you get into it, it's not the case. It's just kind of a state of mind. It's more to do with your own mindset than what's actual reality. But I won't lie, it's nerve-wracking. Putting your designs out there with your words, I find it far more nerve-wracking than selling what I made. I still get those nerves. There are different stages to pattern writing. The designing process is the easy part. The part where I always get stuck is the testing. Testing is where you ask other crocheters to make your design for you, following your pattern to see what mistakes there are in there. And there are always mistakes. Because you are so kind of immersed in the design, when it comes to writing it up or recording it, you see what you expect to see, and so you don't see the little mistakes. The testing process finds them. And as much as I know that is part of the process, it hurts every time I get a message back saying, I found this problem, I found that problem. And they're never massive problems. They're easily fixed. It's just usually I haven't written it clearly. But it still feels like I should not be doing this. They should not be finding these mistakes. I am supposed to be a professional pattern designer. I should not be having these issues, which isn't true. Every designer has them. And even after publishing, you will get designers having to say, oops, another mistake has been found. Because your testers are still only human. They will also miss things. But it's fine. It's part of the process. As long as you correct them, it's all good. But it's the part that I find the most icky. So I always get caught up with testing and not putting things out because I kind of have to mentally prepare myself for the comments that come in. But again, the testers are lovely. They never attack. They never, say, why are you doing this? There's so many mistakes. They're really lovely. You can have a nice little chat with them and they will tell you all about their own crochet and they will, tell you what they're planning to use, what they made, if they plan to gift it, and that you will find they will support you on the pattern release. They will publish it on their own social media. They will tell people about it. And you can build up a really lovely team just as behind you. But part of pattern writing is that you do have to go through this process. You can't design a pattern and release it the following week. You're looking at designing a pattern and releasing it 3 or 4 months in the future. Because it takes that long to get through the testing process, do the edits, plan your launch, get all your photos together. It's a process. Designing any pattern, large or small, is a process. So you do have to take time with it. It means planning in advance. But you go through this process and you end up with this PDF file or a video file that you can sell for years. Once that work is done, it doesn't have to be repeated. And you sell your patterns on sites like Ravelry, Etsy, Payhip, Lovecrafts. There's a whole bunch of sites that you can sell your PDFs on. But the best thing is that it's an automated process. You load up the file, you sell it on these sites, and the pattern gets sent automatically. The payments get taken automatically. Once you've got your listing up, everything's automated. The only thing I have to do is occasionally I have to log into Etsy and update the number of patterns still available. Because although Etsy is set up so you can sell digital patterns, the stock number is based on physical products. So you have to update that every now and again. Even if I set up a 99, which is the highest it can go, now and again, you still have to update it. But that's it. Unless I want to tweak my listing or add new photos, I don't need to touch my listings. they just stay there and do their thing. All I have to do is promote it on my social media, on Pinterest, in my newsletters. That's all there's left to do. Once you've done the work, everything else is just promotion. When it's done, it's just there waiting to make money for you. Writing crochet patterns can be daunting, but it gets easier with practice. Same with anything. But it's a resource that is always going to be there. You sell it over and over again. If you are interested in writing your own crochet patterns, I have a course on how to write crochet patterns for beginners. The link is underneath this podcast, but it's a great place to start and it will take you through each stage of writing crochet patterns. It's not going to go into more complex things like gauging. That's far more advanced. This is about how to write a basic one size pattern. And it will get you started in the process and all the steps you need to take. So if that's something you're interested in, take a look. But if you have an ambition to write crochet patterns, my advice is just go for it. If you're waiting for the perfect time to start, it's never going to happen. You kind of just have to sit down, start thinking about what design you want to do, and just write it down. Write down your steps and then either turn it into a written pattern or record it as a video. And that's it. Patterns are a brilliant way to bring recurring revenue into your crochet business, to give you back your freedom of time, to give you back the freedom of having more choice in what you crochet. Yes, you still need a niche, but you get to make different things all the time. And the control is in your hands. And the best bit is that if you take time off, you've still got money coming in.
Thank you for joining me for this episode of the Crochet Business School podcast. Stay tuned for more episodes and please subscribe to wherever you listen to your podcast. You can also follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Crochet Business School. Subscribe to the channels because I would love to hear from you and what you're up to in your own crochet business. If you have any questions about creating and growing your own crochet business, please send them my way and I'll answer them in future episodes. So thank you for joining me. And I shall see you in the next episode. Bye for now.